Quick shout out to our brand partner, Horicon Bank. We actually have a studio inside one of their locations, and I love what that represents. They care about the community, they support local businesses, and they're making space for faith-driven founders like you, like me, that are doing meaningful work. Check them out at horiconbank.com. What is going on, Enterprisers? This is a different episode that we're doing on the Enterprise Now show. I'm going to be doing a 5-part series on self-mastery. If there's one thing I know, being an entrepreneur, is that the better I know me, the better I show up for other people. So I want to lean into that this last part of this year with this series on self-mastery. Now, the first episode or this introduction, I'll go over the 5 different series or themes that we're going to be covering in this series. But I want to give you this hint. You're going to be hearing more about self-mastery. I think it's that important in the journey of an entrepreneur to be able to master you so that you master your purpose. Okay, so let's get right into it. The first thing I want to share with you is there are 4 states of mastery. Okay. There are 4 states of mastery. There is unconsciously incompetent, which basically means that you don't know that you don't know. Okay. So you don't know that you don't know, whether that is looking at your books or marketing or sales or whatever it is. It's the state that you don't know what you don't know and you don't know that you don't know. Does that make sense? The second state is consciously incompetent. So this means that you do know that you don't know. So this is, you're aware that there is room for improvement. You're aware that you need to get better at marketing, or you need to get better at the books, or whatever it is. You're at least aware that you don't know. Okay, which is huge. The first step in getting better at anything is understanding what state you are in. Does that make sense? Okay. So the third state of mastery is consciously competent. In other words, you know that you know and that you're competent in that skill. So for me, that might be podcasting. I'm consciously competent. Like, I know that I have a competence in podcasting because I've had years of experience doing it. It's something that I am competent doing. Okay. So I'm consciously competent. And finally, there's unconsciously competent. That means that you're competent, but you don't even think about it. So this is where you start to get into passion. You start to get into talent and gifts, because you could be gifted at something and you don't even realize that you're gifted at it. So that's what this fourth state of mastery is that you just kind of do it better than most, and you do it easier than most. Okay. So to review, there are 4 states of mastery. There's unconscious incompetence, which means that you don't know that you don't know, and you don't know what you don't know. There is consciously incompetent. That means that you know that you don't know. And then there's consciously competent, which means that you know that you know. So you're aware that you have this competence. And then finally, there is unconscious competence, which means you just kind of do it out of the abundance of your skill or the abundance of your gift or your talent. All right. So those are the 4 states of, or I'm sorry. Yeah. The 4 states of mastery. In the subsequent or the following series, I'm going to be covering the dimensions of mastery. So I'll go over them really quickly. There's physical, emotional, spiritual, mental, and social. Again, that's physical, emotional, spiritual, mental, and social. So those are the dimensions of mastery. Then in the next episode, we're going to go over the 7 skills of mastery: self-awareness, self-discipline, emotional intelligence, positive thinking, goal setting, time management, and stress management. Okay, so we're going to go over the 7 skills of mastery. And then we're going to go over the pyramid of mastery, which is essentially at the bottom level is self-awareness. That means that you are aware that something needs to change. And then right above that, that is self-exploration. That means that you're now exploring the fact that you're aware, whether that is unconsciously incompetent or you're consciously competent. So now you're aware of that, and now you're beginning to pick out specific skills that you need to get to the next level. And then right above that is self-understanding. Now you're beginning to really know what to do about these, the dimensions, the states, and the skills, and why you're doing it. And above that is self-understanding. Self-love. So now it's appreciating the positive and the negative aspects of you, of what makes you who you are. And then above that is self-transformation. Now this is embracing that inner self, the true self, the you that you really are, not the you you think you are or the you you want to be, but the you that you truly are, and embracing that. Right. Embracing that and really digging deep into who you truly are. And then we're going to talk about self-mastery, which is mastery of the ego. So now you're to the point where you've done all the work. Now it's just a matter of continuing on the journey of mastery. OK, and that'll conclude our series. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about my EMIT principle, which is essentially the formula that will yield your level of transformation. Okay. So it's EMIT, your education times the motivation times your inspiration equals your level of transformation. Okay. So your education times your motivation times your inspiration equals your level of transformation. Okay. We'll dig into that. So that I think is going to be helpful as we move into the new year, as we move into a freshness, a newness of 2024. I want to empower you and enable you with the skills that I believe as an entrepreneur, no matter if you're a six-figure, seven-figure, or eight-figure entrepreneur, you can use these concepts and these principles to get to the next level or to get to a new level or a different level. So look forward to the next episode in this series. I'm looking forward to getting your feedback to saying, you know, if this is helpful, if this is engaging, if this is sparking your igniting your flame. I want to do more of these. I want to do more of these episodes where we're talking about mastery, we're talking about self-mastery, and we're talking about leading and following, right? Using the concepts and the principles that are in the book, Flamestarter, The Art of Self-Mastery. So see you next time. And I look forward to chatting with you soon.